force, its mighty power, its evolutionary force, not to be stopped by anyone, and its beauty. Yes, this is a happy place to stay, filled with harmony and cosmic joy, a freedom place where men can express themselves and be as when they were born. All this just because someone cares, because someone looks after us when we sleep, when we play, when we act natural. This is a movie about those who risk life and partners to guarantee that we can live in a wonderful and free universe. This is a movie about the gay niggers from outer space. The gay niggers come from the planet Anus in the 8 Sun system, far, far away from here. And they are much, much more intelligent than any other creature in the universe. But the most fascinating thing about them is that they, with the help of their super intelligence and their highly developed telepathic system, brain tapping, have been able to create a world, a society, perfect way of living without the presence of women. A male-only world. We will now visit one of the Federation's gay nigger ships, Ring Musculatoris 2. Let's take a look at the crew. We have Captain B. Dick, a strict, well-educated leader, but also friendly and a father figure for the rest of the crew. Chief Technician Sergeant Shade Falls, a warm and kind person and a damn good space technician. It was for a long, long time been working together with Captain B. Dick and with Mr. Schwoll, a German-speaking gay nigger from the area of planet Anus, but they still practice the old gay nigger religion, a ritual way of worshiping human excrements. He's a psychological genius on board who saved the ship and its crew many times. And here is the gay agent Armin Ass, who just finished gay agent school and is on his first flight in space. The fifth and last member of the Ring Musculatoris 2 crew is the data man, Dr. D. Dildo, an expert in biology and the manipulation of other races or life forms in the universe. A very important person on these special missions. But let them speak for themselves.